energy. Feel that consciousness. Feel that awakening. Feel it all across, everywhere. As all are coming together in oneness, and unity consciousness becomes the norm across the planet. Not only the planet, but the solar system and even the galaxy, where all of the galaxy, all of the life forms in the galaxy come together. And those life forms in the galaxy that are not coinciding with this higher vibration are no longer going to be here. They are going to be leaving the galaxy once and for all. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to come back to your physical form, come back in, but bring that awakening, that awareness back in with you, that all is coming together, all is being orchestrated exactly as you have been hearing for some time now. See it all coming together and feel it as you move back into your body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time, in this opportune time, these times that are approaching now. You have heard of announcements. You have heard of many changes that are coming, many positive changes. But before the positive changes, the seemingly positive changes come, there must first be those things that bring the awakening forward, that bring the knowing of the third dimensional frequencies as you have become aware of. See that coming down. See the establishment coming down. See the various laws and rules and all of that coming down. See that happening, because that is what's happening now. Even though it does not appear to be so, it is. Everything is coming together exactly as it needs to, and you are in that cusp right now of the great awakening that is occurring across the planet. And again, not only across the planet, but the solar system and the galaxy. All is coming together, and all is happening in the moment now. Even now, as we are together in this moment, the awakening is proceeding forward. And in order to have this great awakening, you have heard that there first has to be this great division, this great dividing, before the uniting can come fully forward. And this is what is happening, the falling of the establishment, the falling of society, as you know it, as you have come to know it. It cannot and could not and will not continue as it has. It is not possible. For life to continue here on this planet, you must come into this awakening process. All across the planet must come to this awakening. And that is what the three waves of ascension are all about, is to allow for this awakening to happen as more and more people become ready for it, more and more people become prepared for it, just as you have been preparing, each and every one of you on this call, each and every one of you that resonate to my words. You have been preparing, and as I have said many times, acclimating to these energies. Because as these energies continue to come in more and more, they become more and more forceful. That is what is creating the chaos that is happening across the planet. as these energies become stronger and stronger, it is bringing the awakening to those that have been asleep for so long, and those that have been attempting to hold on to control are doing everything that they can now, more and more, to hold that control. They are putting out all the stops, you might say, everything that they can to follow that plan that they have had, or what we call the playbook. They have been following this every time that they can to continue the control issues, control to hold on to that control. But as you know and you have heard many times, this can no longer be stopped. Your awakening can no longer be stopped. They cannot do it, even though they attempt to hold on and attempt to do these various things that they have become accustomed to, that have worked for them in the past. They are no longer working and cannot work. And you are approaching that time period, that time that we have been preparing you for. In every one of these meditations, every one of these times you come together, and in your various other meditations, you have been preparing for the grand event, the great event, the event, the solar flash. You have been preparing for this so that when it happens, you are ready for it. And then you can indeed turn around and assist those that may not understand what is going on. When they see this great flash in the sky, first their thoughts might be fear. They might feel like it is something that is coming from the heavens that is there to destroy them. But you will be the calming influence. You will be the one to bring their attention back to the higher vibrations, to bring their attention back to those things that have and are being orchestrated right here now in these moments. And you are the ones. You are the ones. You are the ones that volunteered to come here. You are the ones that have brought this forward, this grand awakening forward, and you are the ones that are foreshadowing the grand and the great event here as it comes closer and closer. Dates cannot be given at this point, but that does not mean it is not imminent. Just understand that. I am Sananda, and I leave you at this time in peace and love and oneness, and that you can continue to carry on the missions that you came here for, and not become disconsolate, not become discouraged, even though those things around you are seemingly falling apart. They are not. They are coming together. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. We are here to answer your questions. We do not have Shoshana here at this point, but we are here and ready to go. You can unmute your phones. Are you people out there? Can we hear your lovely voices? Hello,
yes,
anyone
love you.
There? Yes, there we are. But we always wonder about your crazy contractions here and whether they are working or not. But yes, very good. And do you have questions here for one who serves? Nobody? Then we will ask a question of you. What was your feeling or experience as you had this meditation here? The first part that was given by your dear sister, and unfortunately she was abruptly cut off on her connection, but that has the continuation that's beyond Harry's work here. What was your experience of this? Anybody share on that? Anyone?
Well, I felt like that it was happening, that the great event was happening. I felt hope. I felt love and sharing in my heart to know that this is going to happen no matter what. It may not seem like it is, but it is happening. And I felt it like it was absolutely happening from coming from Great Sananda, that it really made me feel happy and hopeful. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. That was the intention here. Well, anyone else wish to share on this, their experience, what they felt from this?
Well, this is Lorelai. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
I'm so
yes.
Sorry.
We're back.
I'm so, so sorry. I don't know. You guys can tell me later when I cut out, because I was so into it. I was like so into it. I was like so high, if you will, on this, that I accidentally hit the button to turn off my phone, and I don't know when. So, but it was very, very powerful, the energy coming in. I got back on, and I was able to hear this beautiful meditation. So, yeah, it was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, Sananda,
yes. Hello.
Sananda picked up somewhat right after you left off. So that was a wonderful transition, we will say here. Okay.
Good, good. Thank you.
Yes. Anyone else wish to share on this experience?
Yeah. Hi, one who serves.
Yes.
I want to share a dream that I had with the girl.
At this point, hold, please. We are not asking for questions yet. We are asking for experience coinciding with this meditation that was had here, given here to this time.
Yeah, I'd like to share.
Yes.
I'd like to share. There was just tremendous light that opened up, and I had my eyes closed, and I could feel the light. It was like everywhere around me and above me. And it felt like the whole planet lit up. That was beautiful.
Very good. Wonderful.
This is Robin. I just
yes.
wanted to share that each of the times that we do these experiences, more and more details come and the brightness is brighter and it feels more and more real each time.
Very good. Wonderful. Yes. We are attempting each time to add something to the ones before that, so that you are not only preparing and acclimating to the energies that are coming in, but you are also moving forward in your various downloads to your DNA process in working with these meditations, as well as spreading the light across the planet in various different ways here. Even though it appears to be somewhat the same meditation each time, and in some respects, it is, and that is necessary in these cases, but we are also bringing you forward, advancing you, we will say here, as we move through this here. Okay? Preparing you for the great solar flash in the event. Would there be other sharing of experience here? And otherwise, then we will move on with questions.
This is Gina.
Will serve?
Oh.
Yes. Yes?
One who serves, this is Lydia, and I would like to share the vision that I have with this meditation.
Yes.
I saw how the whole planet was radiated very intensively with a bright, bright yellow light, golden light.
and I saw how people around my neighborhood, all around my neighborhood, they went into the streets in a state of shock. They didn't know. They were not aggressive. They were not afraid. They just were in shock. But at the same time, when they saw each other, they embraced each other. And I saw how I came out in the same condition outside my yard to my front yard where I have a little lawn that is really green. And I just sat there and sent more love and shine my bright light to everybody. And how everybody around my house gathered on my lawn because they needed it to do contact with Mother Earth. And as they come in, they just sit around the grass and we all meditate and embrace each other and love each other and calm each other. And it was so lovely because a lot of people, instead of panicking, they knew by coming together in one place, we can come and overcome whatever happens. So, and I feel great joy to be able to provide this space. So it was very encouraging. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we would ask that each one of you hold this intention, hold this vision, that just as this one has given here, this vision that you can create, that you can create into these higher dimensional frequencies. That is what you all need to do more and more as you can here. And we say one more thing. You used the term shock. They were in shock. And we might suggest a change in word here to awe. They were in awe. That might be just a little bit better to capture the moment here that we are trying to convey here. Okay?
Great.
Any other?
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Any other experience sharing here? Then very good. We are ready for a question. We know there was one that wished to share a dream, but we only ask if the dream relates to the collective here. We are not going to answer a personal dream that is only for the one asking it. But if it can be associated to the collective, then yes, we will approach this.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, I have a dream that I'm urged to say. I was going to email it, but I'm just going to say it. Last Monday, I had a dream with the group. We had our Sunday meeting. We all gathered to do our Sunday meeting. You were hosting it. Joanna was there, and all of the group was there. And some of the, it was like some crystal, a beautiful big crystal was being charged on a flat rock, a beautiful one that doesn't exist here in Earth. Really, it really doesn't exist here. And when I pick up one that really caught my attention, a beautiful one, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take this one. But I realized on my heart or soul or something, it was belonged to, I think it was adults, and I realized one of the group member was charging them. And I think they were belonging to Lorelai. I think so, because I was talking to her after that about the crystals. And when we were gathered, and then the crystal was being charged, the sun was charging the crystal. And then we were doing the meeting, you were hosting it, and the angel, we were supposed to receive some power from the angel. And you were telling us the words was angel of God, and all of us was gathering in circle and saying angel of God. As soon as we start saying that, the ground was start to shift, lifting like a circle, and each of us was receiving the power and charge, and each of us was falling. And when it come to my turn, when I fell and that's when I woke up, and it was like I couldn't go back to sleep. And that was last Monday. I wanted to email it, but I was really urged to say it. So that's what I wanted to say and share on the book.
Now we would ask you, dear one, what was your feeling about this? What was it conveying to you?
I was, for me personally, that day I was so charged, my head was hurting, and I was like full of power for some reason and happiness, really, really happy on my heart. That's how I feel, and everybody received the same thing in the group.
Very good. And we would say here that this is an indication of a charging, we will say here, a charging from the earth energy, feeling the earth energy as these waves of energy have been coming in more and more stronger and stronger, and associating with the crystalline structure and the crystalline grid here on the planet, or just above, surrounding the planet, connecting with the various energy portals or energy placements across the planet here, your various vortexes of energy and all of these things, connecting here and bringing this to not only the group, because the group is a conduit here, a conduit to assist the collective consciousness, one of the conduits. There are many groups such as this, and all of these groups coming together, all of the light workers and warriors, the light community coming together and getting this charge from these energies coming in and from the earth energy, and being able to send it out across the consciousness, the crystalline consciousness grid here. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Very good. That was a wonderful dream.
Thank you, wonderful.
Dream. Love you. Wonderful dream. Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here? Nothing further?
Hi, the one who serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, well, thank you so much for the wonderful meditation. My experience was very similar to our sister Vidya. It was beautiful, and it was very, very unifying. It was just beautiful, and I thank you for the wonderful experience. So my question is, are there certain areas in which we can focus to work or develop so we can help in the ascension of that collective? Maybe areas in the business, in the maybe in the restaurant business, maybe in the medical field, maybe in the yoga field. Any areas that that you recommend or advise us to focus on so we can help the collective?
Yes, we would say to you to focus your meditation, your light, to go to various areas that you know of that are needful of this, starting with your cabal, starting with those forces of darkness, to send them light. They will not necessarily take the light. They will not accept the light. But it still helps to do that in your various corporations, various parts of your planet where the darkness tends to reside more fully. You are all aware of where those places might be. And we would just suggest to do that more and more. But when you send the light out, just as we do in these meditations, notice it is going everywhere. You can send it everywhere. You do not necessarily need to focus on only certain pockets. But if that is what you want to do, and if that is what you are guided to do by your higher self, then do it. That is, you want to follow your higher guidance whenever you can here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this was answered or appropriate, but just we were discussing another a completely different overall global lockdown before this big blast. Do you see that as well?
What we would say is you are in process of that right now. It is occurring even as we are having this call at this point. And it may get progressively more so, may get more severe here even. But know again that this is all part of the process leading to, as some are saying, the event, which is very much imminent in many respects here. And it is all leading to this. So know that even if this lockdown, as you are saying it here, becomes more severe, just to go with it. Go with the flow here. And know that it is happening for a reason. And even though it may again become more severe, it will dissipate. It is in the process also. Yeah, even though it is in the process of it becoming more so, it is also in the process of becoming less so. Okay?
Thank you. Namaste.
Yes. Any other questions here?
Yes, I do have another question. Oh, go ahead.
Yes?
I'm just wondering about this supposed second lockdown that's going to happen, of exactly why it would happen, because I'm seeing many, many videos of doctors saying that the virus is not that bad. It's just like a common cold. It's just more virulent, or it's more progressive. And I'm just wondering what the second lockdown would be, what's the reason for it?
First of all, this virus, as you are saying, is not more virulent. It is certainly not. It is much less so than what has been indicated by your various scientists, but not so much the scientists, but the control operation. That is what has been directing this entire process. This entire lockdown process has all been directed in terms of control. The virus itself has lost mostly, if not all, of its impact here. But it is the control process that is continuing it on. And they are attempting to make you think that it is more virulent, but it is much less so. Much less so even in the very beginning even than what was given. But now it is completely dissipating. So the lockdown actually has nothing to do with the virus. You must come to understand that. But the lockdown, as we have just said here, is somewhat necessary to become more severe before it can become less severe. Again, it is more so to become less so. Try to understand that. It may take a little contemplation, but you can understand that. Okay?
Yeah, they always say it's darkest before the dawn, but I know it's going to be them picking up another lie to deliver to us. And that's probably the reason for the second lockdown, but just wondering what the virus would have to do with it. Thank you.
Actually, very little, if not really nothing here. It is all about control.
Yep.
Other questions yet? We heard one other one. Yes? No? Then very good. Then we
yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Yes. So my question is, can we expect to have contact, more of a public contact with our galactic family by November or before the first wave of ascension?
What you are asking for is a time frame here. And as you know, we are not in the process of giving those time frames except within a certain parameter. And as we cannot give dates and we cannot say it is going to be in this month or the next month or even the next month after, we can say that it is coming. It is certainly coming closer and closer. Your galactic family has been there and waiting to welcome all of you and welcome many of you back to your various families that are out there watching over you. Many of the times when you look up in the sky and you look at a particular twinkling star out there, it is not a twinkling star. It may be a ship. Or even if it is one of a planet or something of this nature, it is your home. It is something that is calling to you. So know that it is coming closer and closer here. As this awakening process continues, as the event draws nearer and nearer, all of this is going to come together. And we would say most likely, as things are appearing now at this point, disclosure of your galactic family will occur shortly after the solar flash and the event.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you. Namaste. Yes.
Yeah.
So the question I have is, then you're saying that the landing will be soon after the event. The big
that is likely correct, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, that be the day, huh?
Yeah.
That will be a day that will go down in infamy.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
I can be with my twin flame.
You are already with him. You just do not know it.
Oh, I know it sometimes because he lets me have it. I'm just kidding. No,
yeah.
But I know I'm with him, but I don't get to touch him in the physical like we do here. Thank you so much.
And I'm ready to meet you. Yes.
We hear someone say they are ready to meet us. Is that what you say?
Yes, that's what I said.
We would say that you have already met us before.
But only if we could remember
when?
It.
It is only about a process of remembrance. That's all. Okay, are we done with your questions here? If so, we take one more question, and then we release John.
Can I ask? I heard that the solar flash would help reconnect people's DNAs, what people call junk DNA sometimes. And then therefore, some people would, once that has been reconnected, then they will have a better understanding of what's going on in the division. Is that accurate?
That is correct, because your particular DNA, you, those of you on these calls, those of you that resonate to these words, are already in the process of your DNA becoming reconnected, we will say here. It is happening at the higher frequency vibrations. So it is not something that can be seen in your microscopes at this point yet, but it is happening at those higher dimensional frequencies. So if someone were to take a dimensional microscope and look at your DNA, it is already connected into higher strands, we will say here at this point.
Yes, I kind of felt that. I figured we wouldn't have the ability to know what we know now. So will that trigger other people's DNA, the solar flash? Will that
yes,
create a...
Most definitely.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, then we are ready to release channel, and we just ask you to continue to hold the line here. Hold on that everything is exactly the way it needs to be, and you just need to be continue to be neutral and just to be neutral within everything here as it continues to move forward. Do not become emotionally involved in all that you are seeing around yourself. Just simply be aware of what is occurring, but not be a part of it. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.